2:46. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Rebecca Zisuk and Callie Leventis are students in the Theater Studies program at the University of Illinois. They're involved also in an innovative program that involves U of I students and students at Booker T. Washington Elementary School in Champaign. The program is called SPOT. That's an acronym for the Student Playwrights Outreach Program. Rebecca, who is a senior, and Callie, who is a sophomore, they are here in the studio with me to tell us more about SPOT. Good afternoon. Thanks
Good
so much
afternoon.
For coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So, Rebecca, how did this all get started?
Well, it started 4 years ago, technically, with a boy named Eddie Garcia. He was tutoring at Booker T. Washington and wanted to involve them in a theater program. And they put together a show based on their stories, the stories written by fourth and fifth graders. And the next year, I joined Eddie, and we said, how can we make this a lasting program? And we decided, we called it SPOT, and we started more systematically going to the school, asking for the kids to write stories, and putting the stories onto the stage.
Okay, so you asked the students in fourth and fifth grade mm-hmm. to write stories, or mm-hmm. with their teachers you do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many stories are created as a result of this, and then what do you do with them at that point?
Well, there's about, I'd say, 40 or so stories that we get, and then we kind of choose the ones that have something the most dramatic or appropriate for the theater in them. And so we get down to about 20. And then what we do is we take them and U of I theater students adapt them into plays and then direct them and act in them. It involves a lot of people, both from Booker T. Washington and from the theater department.
Yeah. Now, what kind of dramatic stories do fourth and fifth graders have to tell?
Well, this year in particular, there was almost an entire classroom of superhero stories. We have a lot of based on real superheroes, and then they become these different kinds of stories. But then there's also important moments in the kids' lives.
Just anything that has something kind of special in it, that kind of sparkles, that we think an adapter, someone who could make it into mm-hmm. a theatrical piece, could kind of expound on and take that and make it into a bigger moment. I mean, it's only 3 minutes, basically, for each play, but anything that can be really translated for the stage.
Yeah, well, Callie, tell us about maybe a story that you've taken and transformed into a short 3-minute-long play.
Well, last year I adapted some stories for SPOT, which was a great experience. That's how I got involved with it this year on a higher level. And I remember one of the stories was really short, and it was called My Bag, and it was all about this kid who had all this stuff in his bag, and he just said there were worms, and there were tigers, and it was all in the bag, and I just transformed it into something bigger, like there was, and then the actors transformed into the tigers and chasing the kid with the bag, and it just became something really interesting and imaginative.
Okay, so you were a writer in that instance, or you were in kind of a, what would you call it?
An adapter.
An adapter.
Yeah.
Thank you. And so then you adapted, and then you bring in other theater students, and mm-hmm. you say, okay, now we've got to bring it to the stage. We've got to act it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the adapters, the sort of instruction, the main instruction is keep the essence of the story. Whatever the essence is, keep that in place. If you need to create new characters, if you need to create dialogue that isn't there, do that, but let the essence remain intact. And then we have this adaptation that gets passed to the director, and to the director we say, go crazy with it, as much as you can incorporate colors and movement, that's really going to be the best way to do it.
But important to this whole adaptation is that you want the student at Booker T. Washington Elementary School to recognize, hey, that's mine.
Right. Yeah. And we've had instances where the adaptations come back and we say, this is a little bit too far beyond what the child wrote. Can you revisit it?
But a lot of times it's just the format is a little different, but it's still the essence of the story is there. Like, I know there's been songs in the past. Mm-hmm. This year we have a little rap sequence for one of the kids' stories, which is really cute. And there's another that's just a movement piece. It's an action sequence.
Yeah. Now, how does this work supplement the lessons in reading and writing at Booker T. Washington?
Well, like I said, we generally take whatever the classes are working on, and a lot of times they work on personal narratives, so we get a lot of personal narrative stories, and that's great. So as much as we can support what they're doing in the class, another class of students wrote stories in Spanish, and we adapted them with Spanish in them almost entirely for one of the stories. And then some of the stories had Spanish mixed in. So we want to put on the stage what is happening in the classroom. Mm-hmm.
And also it serves to expose them to the performing arts, which is another way of understanding stories and literature in general and how that it can be a dynamic performance instead of just something on the page.
Yeah. Now, how do the children react to seeing the stories they've written turned into short plays?
It's the greatest. It's awesome. I would definitely say that they are the most animated audience I have ever seen. They get excited. They get sad if it's sad. They laugh.
A lot of times we have some actors like go into the audience for certain parts, and that's just the most fun to watch is how they react to having like this really cool actor who's acting out their play, like come into the audience and kind of interact with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the specific authors of the stories that we choose are also awarded with a certificate, and there's a special performance for them and their families and close friends. And we've gotten... I mean, the best way to give us feedback really is by email. And so I've gotten emails before from parents that have said that they really enjoyed the performance and that it meant a lot to their son or daughter. And that's really good to hear.
Yeah. So there's a performance for the children whose stories have been selected and adapted and their parents. What about the larger group of fourth and fifth graders? Is there like a public... Was there a school program?
Yeah.
There's the field trip performance, which is during the day on Friday, where they take a bus over to the armory and we perform the plays for them.
Mm-hmm. So the whole fourth and fifth grade gets to see. And then hopefully the 22 children that wrote stories will come back that night to see the performance.
Yeah. What about the community? Do we get a chance to see the stories?
Yes, you do, and please do.
It's at 3 o'clock on this Saturday.
Saturday, February 14th. It'll be a special Valentine's Day joyous occasion.
Okay, and that's also at the Armory Free Theater,
yes.
Right? Okay, 3 p.m. Saturday the 14th, the Armory Free Theater on the campus of the University of Illinois. So, Rebecca, now you're a senior.
Yep.
As you wrap up your studies, what are your hopes for SPOT's future?
Well, I'm passing the torch to Callie. I hope that it becomes a staple program, a staple and a stable program at U of I. And ideally, it becomes I think we can do more in terms of increasing the connection to storytelling. And so hopefully... in the future, there will be more schools involved and more of our involvement with the kids, maybe doing workshops or residencies where we help teach them or supplement what they're learning in the classroom with more storytelling devices.
Callie, what are the challenges ahead for making Rebecca's dream come true?
Well, just a lot of that is the struggle of having everyone at U of I being still in school and having classes during the day where they might conflict with workshops, that would be really great if we could do them at Booker T. Washington. And I hope that that's possible, that we can do some sort of supplementary storytelling workshops with them, because I think that would really increase the quality of their writing and make it more adaptable for the stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are weekend camps a possibility?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I don't know what kind of, you know, what kind of opportunities you have for funding and that kind of thing. And this raises the last question I have for the two of you. Are there opportunities for people in the community, particularly people in the arts community in Champaign-Urbana, to get involved with SPOT?
Definitely. I think that especially as it grows, which hopefully it will, we are always looking for help in every way. And they should contact us. Can you give the email address?
Certainly.
It's spotmail.uiuc@gmail.com.
Okay, very good. You want to do it one more time?
Sure. spotmail.uiuc@gmail.com.
Okay, and we'll put a link on our website.
Cool.
At the Afternoon Magazine website. Rebecca Zissick, Callie Leventis, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
And for our listeners this afternoon, don't forget that you can see the SPOT performance open to the community 3 p.m. Saturday, Valentine's Day, February 14th at the Armory Free Theater on the campus of the University of Illinois.